Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live out at Garrett's Appliance, 2410 28th Street, corner of 28th and Byron Center. You can't miss it. The intersection's tore up. We're just west of it. You can get in here. We've got a half a dozen grills and a deep fryer fired up out front. We're going to be bringing the show to a close and getting out there and throwing down some cooking here in the next couple hours. You got to get over here. Everything's on sale, man. They're having a big tent sale, but I'm Jop, and he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us on the Grilling Guys. I am the original infraredneck, and that's because I cook on a. I'm a redneck, and I cook on a infrared grill, which is Tech, the original infrared. But right now, we're going to talk to somebody about a different type of grill. It's a beautiful stainless grill, and it's called Wolf. And we have the Wolf rep, which I had the pleasure of cooking with last year. We had a lot of fun cooking outside. And we're talking about Jim Zellinger here, who's a legendary appliance and grill rep in the industry. He's been around a long time and does a great job selling some wonderful grills. And he's such a classy guy. He actually brought a beautiful red wine as we sat out front grilling. And we were supposed to be competing. We had a little too much fun, didn't we?
We always have fun. And I think legendary means goofball. So
yeah, you're a good guy. You've got a great line of products. The Wolf line is a legendary line, which you've built up beautifully in this area. And Garrett's does a great job with Wolf products. And it's that range in your kitchen that if you have one, people just go, wow, this guy's somebody.
Oh yeah, we're very fortunate to have a line of products that. That really meet what we say about it. We don't have to apologize for the quality. They hold up to standards. They perform like they should. They give the customers the high heat, the low heat, and we've carried that into the grill. You mentioned Tech. Tech's probably the pioneer, as far as I know, in infrared technology, and we stole a little of that for our grill. We have some infrared technology. We have some conventional technology. We heard you talking about smoke, and we love smoke. You know, a lot of times on gas grills, they talk about how it's just it's a broiler. No, it's not, if you know how to use it right. And if the folks come down today to Garrett's, they'll see me using the smoke box out there and adding that barbecue flavor to it.
Different one than you had in the frat house, though.
Different, yeah, a little bit different. A little bit different than the one
you
had there.
If you want to do an outdoor island, if you say you want to do an outdoor kitchen, Wolf has a complete lineup of everything you could ever want to build that beautiful island in your backyard, and you just came up with one. Now you've just topped the heap with the latest, greatest. What is that item you can now put on an island outdoors?
Well, of course, we have the warming drawers, the refrigeration, the doors, the drawers, everything that's waterproof.
And grills.
And grills. We have the side burners, the multi-purpose, the wok burners. You can literally have every feature that you have in your indoor kitchen. Except for the dishwasher. Well, Sub-Zero and Wolf have been partnering with ASCO for years now in water products, and ASCO said, you know what, that's not acceptable. So ASCO, a Swedish company that we have, has developed the first outdoor UL-approved dishwasher.
So you brought in the Swedes.
We had to bring in the Swedes to do it, but we're happy to have them.
You know, Jim, I've been partnering with ASCO with Bob in this show for about a year and a half now, so it's all good, man. We're having a lot of fun. We're just having a lot of fun.
You know, it is a terrible line to have to answer the phone on. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but anyway, I make fun of that. No, the Grilling Guys are a pleasure to have you on our show today. And you got to get down here. All of these things, you can see them, touch them, and even watch some of them work today down at Garrett's Appliance. And Jim's going to be here giving it a run. So we appreciate you sitting in with us.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I've got one recipe, Bob, that I want to go through real quick that I made last week. A lot of people think we talk a lot about meat on the grill. This is a vegetable one. It's broccoli that we've put together. And basically what you're going to do is just cut up a head of broccoli. You just want the florets. Roll them in a little garlic EVO, extra virgin olive oil, that we get from the Old World Olive Press. And you're going to grill those up just to get some grill marks on them, heat them through. It softens them a little bit. and it makes them with a nice grilled flavor. I put some cracked sea salt on there and a little cracked pepper as well when I was grilling those. But then I made this sauce, and we'll put this up on the Grilling Guys website, but it was really easy. I just squeezed the juice out of one lemon. I took a half a stick of butter. Excuse me, I said lemon, it was a lime. I've got a half a stick of butter. I soften it and melt it. I squeeze a whole lime in there, put a few dashes of Tabasco sauce, a squirt of honey, and then some finely grated Parmesan cheese and about a clove of garlic. I just take minced garlic, a little spoonful of it in there, melt all that together, and I grilled the broccoli, and then I took it out and I poured that sauce, the butter, the lime, a little bit of Tabasco, and the honey in there. What a great little sauce. I whipped that whole thing up in about 2 minutes. The sauce, you just put it all together, put it in the microwave, let it melt, or you could set it on the grill in a bowl and let it heat up while you're doing it that way. But just a great little thing. Then I sprinkled it with Parmesan.
Broccoli is one of the healthiest vegetables you can eat. It's one of the four vegetables that actually has a cancer-fighting chemical in it. Eat broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. You'll do a lot to fight cancer.
Yeah, and you know what? It isn't about meat. It's about vegetables. And real men can eat vegetables. It's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's brand Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, and now also available at Maryland's in Ada. So if you've never had a pasty from Vicky's, you got to try one of these things, man. They're so good the Youpers come down here to buy them. Okay, Man Law today. Is it acceptable to leave a game before it ends to beat traffic? No. In rare double man law, it's also deemed unacceptable for a man to bake on game day.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you there. I'm not much of a baker. We've used our grills to bake a little bit. It depends on what it is. I think you actually did some grilled brie last week. Was one of the, and that's almost a baked item.
Yeah, but you don't want to do brie for a game day.
That's true.
I'm sorry, you'll have to wear a skirt.
That's it. But you know, we've got the next version of the Grilling Club coming up at Zager's on June 13th. That's a couple weeks from now.
Zager's in Kentwood on
yep.
29th and Schaefer.
Right, right there. And if you've not been to a grilling club meeting, like me, I heard they're a lot of fun. I've missed the first two and have taken just a tremendous amount of heat for starting a grilling club and not attending either one of them.
Chaz from Schmoes said he would definitely show up, so we know it's going to be a good party.
Yeah, it sure will.
Because the man comes loaded.
But that's June the 13th at Zager's in Kentwood, 29th and Schaefer. There's no cost to attend this. It's just a group of like-minded people that get together, share recipes, try some new things out. It's a bring-your-own grill, bring-your-own meet, and we just get together for a couple hours, and Zager's will have some grills fired up if you don't want to bring yours, and it'll be just a great time.
That's right, and we're going to have a drawing at this next club. We just got our new Grilling Guys t-shirts in today. They came from Ad America. Kelly Fleming dropped them off here, so the boys at Garrett's are sporting the new Grilling Guys Grilling Club shirts.
That's reason enough to come over here and check it out.
It is, because they look pretty good in those things.
They do. They look good.
We're at Garrett's Appliance. They're having a giant tent sale. It's going on all day. They've got grills. They've got the Timber Ridge fries. We just got a beautiful basket of fries delivered. It's going to be a great day to get out and get your grill hookups. They got it all here, folks. Wonderful store, wonderful prices. They've got free delivery, free setup, assembly, and they have a selection that is beautiful. You just heard from the Wolf rep. You've got from Wolf right on down to the basic little Weber kettle. It's a great place to get hooked up. If your back deck's not looking good enough, this is the place to get your pride back where it belongs.
And, you know, one of the things I like about this tent sale every year is they've got a half a dozen grills out there, from the top of the line Wolf and the Tech grills down to those little Weber kettle grills. And this is a kind of almost a rare opportunity to come to one place and see all of those different pieces of equipment cook at the same time. And as a result, you can help make your choice about what kind of grill. We were going to break that down a little bit, but
we ain't going to do it.
We aren't going to do it. We don't have time. We've run out of time. But what I will tell you is that this is a rare opportunity to see top of the line right down to the little charcoal grill and see the difference it makes and decide what makes sense for you and your budget.
That's right. We close every show with a song. We try and do Michigan artists, but we wanted to talk about fire. So this is Ohio Players Fire. It's old school music for those of us who grew up in the 70s. We just, you know, you got to reminisce once in a while if you're a grilling guy. So thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a great show. Looking forward to getting on our back decks today. Enjoy that day.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.